Be happy, not because everything is good, but because you can see that there's good in everything. And that is the thought for today. Hello, 7 Good Minutes listeners. Clyde Lee Dennis here with a quick note about a podcast that I recently discovered that I'm extremely excited to tell you about. It's the Jordan Harbinger Show. It's an Apple Top 50 podcast and was recently voted among one of Apple's best. Episode 365 is one of my favorites. It's a conversation Jordan had with Benjamin Hardy, in which they talked about and gave some great tips on how to break free from self-limiting beliefs. Find the Jordan Harbinger Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Just like 7 Good Minutes, it's a podcast I really enjoy a lot, and I think you will too. You can find it by searching The Jordan Harbinger Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Or if you prefer, just go to jordanharbinger.com/subscribe. And now, on with today's episode of 7 Good Minutes. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, our friend Leo from actualized.org talks with us about how to be happy with life. Enjoy.
Why aren't you happy in your life? It's an interesting question. And I want to submit a pretty crazy possibility to you, which is that you simply don't want to be happy. You actually do not want to be happy. And yeah, that's very interesting. Let's take a look at that. Why do you do that to yourself? Well, let me put it to you this way. If I ask you the question, do you really want to be unconditionally happy? Can you honestly say yes to that? Take this question seriously. Don't just kind of like say, oh yeah, of course, Leo, it's obvious I do. Everyone does. Doesn't everyone? No, that's not obvious. Do you really want to be unconditionally happy? Let's explore what that really means if you say yes. Because most people, what they want and what they're pursuing in life is they're pursuing conditional happiness. So everyone, almost everyone says yes to conditional happiness, but I'm asking you unconditional happiness. Conditional happiness, let's contrast and compare these two. So conditional happiness, this means that everything goes your way and then you're happy. So that's easy. Everybody tries to do it that way. That's what you've been doing your whole life. The problem is it doesn't really work. Why doesn't it work? Well, think about it. It's actually very, very logical on practical everyday terms, right? Easy to understand why not. What do you need to be conditionally happy? Means you need oxygen. You need clean water, you need good food, you need sex, you need shelter, you need a husband or a wife, you need a good family, you need to have fun, you need entertainment, you need a cell phone, you need this, you need that. You need all these things. Hundreds, maybe even thousands of things need to be happening in your life every single second and every single minute and every single hour and every single day of your entire life. And as soon as it's not happening at any one point there, then what happens? You are no longer happy. Why not? Well, because you've selected conditional happiness. That's what conditional happiness is. It's happiness when everything goes perfectly your way, and it's unhappiness when something doesn't go your way. And of course, you know, to get 1,000 things perfectly aligned every single second of every single day, well, what are the odds of that happening? Pretty low, right? Because the universe is a chaotic place and stuff happens that you don't want to happen. So that's conditional happiness. That's easy enough. What about unconditional happiness? Unconditional happiness, you might say, well, I want that too, Leo. Well, let's take a look at that. Do you really want unconditional happiness? Because to say yes to unconditional happiness would mean that you will be happy no matter what. Can you tolerate that? Think about that. It's not as easy as it seems. That means if you select to be unconditionally happy, what that means is you will be happy even if you don't get the food you like. You will be happy even if your country has laws that aren't favorable to you. You will be happy even if someone cuts you off in traffic. You will be happy even if someone slaps you in the face for absolutely no reason. You will be happy even if someone comes into your house at night and steals all your money. You will be happy even if your business fails. You will be happy even if your child gets kidnapped and raped. You will still be happy. You will be happy if your family gets murdered. You will still be happy. Can you handle that? A lot of people can't handle that because it's really funny. What you've been doing your whole life is you've been setting up rules and conditions for happiness. You've been telling yourself such a thing like, well, I'll be happy when, you know, my family's doing great and I got enough money in my bank account and I got a good job and my kids are going to good school and all this kind of stuff, right? So when I propose to you that you can be happy independent of all those things, that presents a problem for you because your entire motivational system in life has been predicated upon achievement of certain things. And now I'm sort of robbing you of all your motivation. Because now, for example, if you can be happy without going to work, then you might ask, well, why should I go to work then? And if you can be happy without going to school, you should ask, well, why am I going to school then? And if you could be happy without great food, then you might want to wonder, well, why should I get good food then? And if you can be happy without being successful, you might wonder, well, why should I work so hard towards success? And those are all very good questions. A lot of people would say, no, Leo, I want to be working on my business. I want my family to do nice, right? I want these things. I won't be happy until these things happen. I won't allow myself to be happy, Leo. I won't allow it because this is what I need to be happy. And here we really get to the crux of the problem, is that you don't know what to do with yourself when you're actually happy. You've created these dogmatic rules for what you think you need to be happy, but you've forgotten that the thing you're actually pursuing is happiness and not the rules themselves, right? So if you believe you need to be successful to be happy, for example, or you need to have a lot of money to be happy, or you need to have a thriving family to be happy, actually, you've got it backwards.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.